البررة الكرام وعلى سائر الأنبياء والمرسلين يصلي عليه الله جل جلاله بهذا بدال العالمين كماله مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. أيها الإخوة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My respected ulama and brothers in Islam, I have recited one of the shortest surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Asr. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat takes a qasam. He said wal asr. He takes a qasam on the time of asr. Or time, he says, man wal asr. Man wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. That man will be at a loss. Now asr. Asr time is the most mubarak time where we get engrossed in our activities. We forget to make salah at that time. Allah Rabbul Izzat says, hafizu ala salawat wa salatul usta. Be aware of all your salah, and especially the middle salat, which is called asr, salatul usta. In asr time, during asr, Adam alayhi salam, Allah put light into him. It was during asr. Qiyamah will take place asr time. And in the qabr, no matter what time you bury the person, whether you bury him in the morning, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock, or you bury him in the afternoon, or you bury him at night, the Munkar Nakir, the two angels, will ask the deceased the three questions. It will be Asr time. So the time of Asr is so important. According to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, for the hidayat of mankind, if Allah Rabbul Izzat only revealed this surah, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, wa tawasaw bil haqq, wa tawasaw bil sabr, that will be sufficient for the hidayat of mankind, only if this surah was revealed in the whole Quran. What a surah this is. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi was a special person also. At the age of 13, he was giving fatwas in Masjid al-Nabawi. One of the signs of Qiyamah, that people of later times will sway and mock and talk ill of the people of former times. These are Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. These were tremendous, great peoples. What we have got now, deen, is through them. So to use words and speak ill of them, we are digging our own graves. Allah Rabbul Izzat said, wal asr. Allah takes a qasam on asr, on time. Innal insana lafi khusr. Then man will be at a loss. Now we know time. When I sat here, it was few minutes. That few minutes of my life is already gone. We have come here, few minutes of our life is gone. We are going towards our qabr. So value time. You take a big piece of ice. A man is sitting in the shop and he's selling ice. He does make provisions for that, to protect that ice. Every second the ice is melting and melting and melting, and eventually there will be no ice. So value time, brothers. Allah says, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Man will be at a loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Unless he does what? Four things. The first thing he must do is to believe, to have faith, to have iman. Iman on what? Amantu billah. To have iman in Allah. Now you must understand, iman is something which you cannot see. Iman is not something you can see. Iman is something which you cannot see. So to believe in Allah and His commandments, that's the first and foremost thing. We can't say we believe in Allah. No, we have to fulfill His commandments also. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. To believe in Allah, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ. To believe in the angels. Now we know we have four angels, main angels. Jibreel, the Amir of the Malaika. Mikael, who's in charge of the rains, water and what you have, rains. Israfil, he's in charge of the blowing of the horns. Everything will get destroyed and he blows the horn and everything will come back to life. Israel, the angel of death. Then we have Ridwan, who's in charge, will be the door of Jannah. Then we have Kiram and Katibin, who writes our books of deeds, they are on our shoulders. Then we have Munkar and Nakir, they will be in the grave. There will be thousands and thousands and thousands of Malaika. So we have to believe in the existence of the Malaika. Amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubi. Allah Rabbul Izzat sent down four main kitabs. He sent smaller kitabs also many, but four main kitabs. We have to believe that there are four main kitabs, but only follow one. And that's the Quran. Believe in four, but follow one. Wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. We have to believe that Allah Rabbul Izzat sent plus minus 124,000 prophets alayhi wasalam, anbiya kiram. But we have to follow one. We can't say, when Musa al-Islam did that, we'll follow him. Isa al-Islam. No, no, no. We have to follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa rusulihi, amantu billahi wa malaikati wa kutubihi wa rusulihi, wal yawmil akhir. We'll have to believe on the day of Qiyamah. We're not here temporarily. When you go, we bail and go on. No. That we will be answerable, because Allah will create the day of Qiyamah where it is the day of resurrection. واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى. The qadr and the taqdeer of good and bad is from Allah. That you must understand. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, والأصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. Allah takes a qasam on time. Why must He take a qasam on time? We are not allowed to take qasam on anything else but on Allah. But when Allah takes a qasam on anything, it shows the importance Allah gives to that. While us, Allah shows how important time is, brothers. Don't waste your time. Hey, nothing to do, I'm fasting. I'll just buy a movie and I'll watch the movie and pass my time. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Nothing to do, I'll spend some time, I'll play some cards with my friends. We haven't got the time, brothers. Time is just moving. And we know of people who in the 40s have passed away. In the 30s they have passed away. They don't have to be old like me with a white beard and then pass away. No, no, no. One of the signs of Qiyamah, one of the signs of that a person is going to die is when his hair turns white. But that doesn't mean if your hair turns black that you won't die. I'm not referring to your hair. Hey? That every minute, death is coming closer. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said an amazing thing. And everything about him was amazing. Everything was amazing. He said when a woman is expecting and she's 120th day of a pregnancy, Allah Rabbul Izzat puts life into the child. Allah puts life into the child. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat tells the malaika, the angels, write on the forehead of the child its age. How long it's going to live for. The years, the months, the weeks, the days, the hours, the minutes, the seconds. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat says to the malaika, write on the child's forehead its taqdeer, qadr, the good and bad. Then write on his child's forehead its rizq, his sustenance, his livelihood. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiles and said, everybody chase after his sustenance and his livelihood. But he doesn't realize behind that, moth is chasing behind that. Behind his sustenance, the death is chasing. So when he gets his grain and his last drop of water, death says, I'm here to take your life away. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who can seek sustenance, which is a barakah, which is a blessing, which is permissible, and at the same time make us aware that we all are going to go. The richest man, the healthiest man, the most powerful man will also have to go and meet death. So Allah takes a qasam, He says, wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat. You believed in Allah, you believe in the Quran, you believe in the Kitab, you believe in the Prophet, the Malaika, you believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you believe in all these things. That's not sufficient. That's only the belief. You have to put your belief into actions, brothers. You get a nice job, and the boss calls you and says, "These are my conditions." Says, "Sir, I believe in everything what you say," and you sit down. You don't do no work. You sit in one corner, you tell everybody, whatever my boss says, that 100%, but you don't do any work. Will you get the job? You get fired? Because the boss says, yes, you have to believe in my conditions. But at the same time, you have put the conditions to actions. So likewise, if you get married, and tell the wife, and say, oh, you know what? I'm married to you, I love you. But you stay in the next room, sleep in the other room. You don't fulfill her rights. Hey? Will that marriage last? So, وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, brothers. Your actions and deeds are the most important thing. Your actions and deeds are the most important. Today we can read books on Islam. We can look into the internet and we know Islam. I know Islam. I can challenge any sheikh, any maulana, this and that. But you do nothing. You're actually digging your own grave, because this is a sign of a munafiq, sign of a hypocrite. Allah Rabbul Izzat says, "Innal munafiqina fi darkil asfali minan nar." And surely and definitely the munafiq, the hypocrite, will be in the lowest part of Jahannam. Allahumma fazna. Say ameen. Allahumma fazna. On top of, on the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, will be the Christian, will be the Jew, will be the idol worshipper, will be the fire worshipper, will be the right on top will be the Muslim sinner, will get he'll get punished and he'll come out from there. But the lowest heaven will be the Muslim munafiq, the Muslim hypocrite, who starts challenging everybody. You know, I know, and does nothing. And sometimes, brothers, when you see these type of people, you don't see them for salah. They only become, you know, they got the gift of the gab. Actually, the gift of the gas, not the gab. They are gas bags. So you must ignore them. Sit in the company of those people who are practical. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Good actions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that more than anything else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves a person who practices on what he preaches. Then brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Four things. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, insan will be at a loss unless he does four things. He believes, has iman, he puts his iman and into action and pious actions. Then two more things. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. To spread the message of truth, to enjoin good and to forbid evil. Now this enjoining good and forbid evil is amongst one of the signs of Qiyamah, that enjoining evil and forbidding good will come about. You notice, if a person is going for salah, then you get a chap say, "I'll see you later." Or, you know, "Let's go here first, then we'll make salah." Or, "I'm going to the casino, come with me. I'm going to the rave club, come with me." Enjoining evil. "I'm going to the ijtima next week." "I don't waste your time, man. We'll go to a fete, we'll go here, we'll enjoy ourselves. It's a long weekend, we'll go to Sun City." So these are one of the signs of Qiyamah, that we won't want to go to good places, we won't want to do good things. In fact, one is you do it for yourself, but one is to encourage others. Brothers, the first two, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, the first two relates to yourself, to have iman and to practice. The other two is related to the ummah. What is the duty of the ummah? The duty of the ummah at all times, build masajids. Encourage people, assist people in building masajids, madrasa, ta'aleem, and doing all the good things in this world. And forbidding evil. And this is a thing which is very few Muslims are stopping people. That's not my concern if his daughter is knocking around. That's not my concern if he's drugging. No, brothers, it is the duty of every Muslim. If that was the case, we would have not been Muslims. If our ancestors, the great ancestors came quite before us, before our great grandfathers, if they did not propagate deen and they did not bring deen to us, we could have been idol worshippers, we could be atheists, we could be anything. Thank them. When Rasulullah SAW gave the message to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he read the kalima, what did he do? Did he sit down? Straight away he did the work of da'wat ilallah. To propagate, one of the greatest things in Islam is to propagate the goodness. Not propagate what we think we know, but propagate what is in reality the correct thing. So, honorable brothers in Islam, we have the ijtima, which is next week. All roads lead to Lodium. Go there. If you cannot spend the 3 and 4 days there, then try and spend 1 day and see what happens there. People make a statement, in ijtima, this, the one tabligh jamaat chef. By, there is no perfect person in the world. The only perfect person in the world was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every other person is not perfect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, Kullu bani Adam khata. Every son of Adam al-Islam is a sinner. Khayrul khata'in at-tawabun. And the best of sinners are the ones who make tawbah and forgiveness. That's why this ummah must learn one thing. We are very cozy in this country. And we are protected by Allah. Not by our deeds and actions too. That we can give the adhan in the PA system. We can come and make 5 times salat. No government stops us. In Muslim countries, there must be over 50 to go for Fajr Salah. There must be over certain age to go for Salah. When you're younger, then you will become a rebel. And you'll try and overthrow the government. You'll do this, you'll do that. In Muslim countries, that's where all these leaders are overthrown. Make a special dua. Oh Allah, you've kept us protected. Then keep us at all times protected. But how do you protect it? Just by saying Ameen? No, by working towards encouraging people. Tell them, brothers, come to the salah, listen to a few bayans. Now, whenever there is a bayan in a masjid, he said, you know what, we are listening to the same thing all the time. That's right. But by listening to it over and over and over again, Allah softens the heart. By saying we listen to the same thing, your heart becomes hard. Like, I know everything, I don't have to come to listen to the bayanats. Honorable brothers in Islam, the Arabs today, their eyes have opened. When I was speaking to a brother yesterday, he tells me, he said, when you go to the Arab world, when you go to Sharjah, there's a markaz in Sharjah, when you go there, you only see Arabs coming into this world now. He said, our eyes have now opened. You know why? Their eyes, they were so Americanized, they were so Europeanized. What is this deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We have to be like this and like that. You can't do this, you can't do that. We want our freedom. A Muslim has never got freedom. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. This dunya, this world is a prison for the mu'mins. It's a jannat for the kuffar. What do you mean by prison? Yes, we are free, but within the laws of Sharia. We want, we can have a wife, you want a second wife, you're allowed, third wife, you're allowed, fourth wife, up to then you're allowed. But you can't have a fling with a wife, or with a woman. You can't say, you know, I just want to spend like certain religions, certain nations, they call themselves Muslim, they said, we can get married for an hour. Honorable brother in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us in the true deen. Cry to Allah and say, oh Allah, we sometimes get confused, which is the right thing. Oh Allah, pick up your hands and cry to Allah and say, oh Allah, guide us, Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Guide us to Sirat al-Mustaqim. When you cry to Allah, Allah opens your eyes and opens the heart and says, oh, this is the right thing. Otherwise, when we just sit back and let things happen, and we think that even on a Friday, this is a shocking thing, on a Friday between Asr and Maghrib is the most Mubarak time. There is a durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyy al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. If you read that 80 times, it takes you 5, 6, 7 minutes. Allah is so merciful. Allah is so forgiving. Allah is so compassionate. Allah is so loving. Allah is so giving that 80 years of your sins are forgiven. Now you must be 95 to be 80 years old. First 15 years of your life, you are nabaligh. So you must be 95 to be 80 years of your sins to be forgiven. And 80 years of rewards you got. 80 years of hasana. Now what hurts you, sometimes you go and visit somebody for some reason, between Asr and Maghrib, the movies are on. Aren't we? Don't we realize that Allah is going to punish us one day, brothers? There is such a thing as punishment, and Allah punishes us because of our doings. So therefore my humble request is, spend a little bit of time in the Ijtima. If you cannot go 4 days, go at least 1 day, spend time and see what happens. And if you can go out in the path of Allah, then say, oh Allah, if this work is right, then open my heart to go in the path of Allah. Inshallah. All of us. May Allah Rabbul Izzat, this is my dua. May Allah Rabbul Izzat bring peace and harmony to the entire Muslim world. And especially all of us here. May Allah give each and everyone barakah in his iman first, say ameen. Barakah in his risk, in his sustenance, in his livelihood. Allah keep us protect from all the evil people, especially the criminals. Allah Ta'ala make us that our daughters and our sisters and our wives be obedient to our parents and to our husbands. May Allah Ta'ala keep us under his protection at all times. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman. Oh Allah, keep us all steadfast with iman. Wa amitna ala al-iman. Oh Allah, give us all death with iman. Wa ashurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. And oh Allah, raise us up on the day of qiyamah with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى وصل على محمد النبي الأمي الهاشمي القريشي المكي المدني البررة الكرام وعلى سائر الأنبياء والمرسلين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما أيها الحاضرون اعلموا أن الدنيا دار المحنة والفرار والأقبى دار الراحة والقرار بادروا في الدنيا بالتوبة والاستغفار قبل أن تموتوا ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال تبارك وتعالى والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر وقال من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبقلبي وذلك أضعف الإيمان أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآية والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل صحابة أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واهد من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون فأقم الصلاة